Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, 'cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And today we are talking all about summer vacations and how to stay safe and healthy with things like ticks we talked about earlier. Olivia and I also talked about all of that sun fun that we know that you guys are having out there and how to stay healthy with that. So Olivia, you know, I was just in Tennessee and I had some great fun there. So, you know, we can always go traveling and find these fun things to do, but we have to take all these healthy tips that we're talking about with us when we go traveling.
It's not always fun to think about, and actually it can be kind of scary too, but the more you know, the more prepared you'll be.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when I was in Gatlinburg, I actually did something that was fun. And I wasn't thinking about ticks. I wasn't thinking about the sun. I wasn't thinking about any of those things, because there's this new attraction that's opening there called Anarchista. And what it's all about is going to the top of this summit that's there right in downtown Gatlinburg. And you'll get a chance to do this gondola type ride up to the top. And when you get up to the top, there'll be all these activities and things that you can do. Now, of course, you know me, I wanted to talk to the folks who are putting this whole thing together. It's a couple, Mr. and Mrs. Bentz, that are putting this whole thing together. And I asked them to tell us a little bit about even how they ended up in Gatlinburg planning something like this and what the whole attraction is going to be all about. So take a listen.
Well, we have had a home in Gatlinburg for over 40 years. We would come to Gatlinburg on vacation. Karen originally is from Knoxville. I'm originally from Florida. We come to Gatlinburg for vacation every summer. We actually built ourselves physically a home back in 1981-82 here in Gatlinburg that we still have today, and we still live in it. There was an adjoining piece of property that was owned by the Pi Beta Phi Women's Fraternity, and they owned a total of about 70 acres of land, 55 acres adjoining us, and another 15-20 acres on the bottom of the mountain. We approached Pi Beta Phi, kind of a cold call, about 7 years ago, to find out what was going on with the property. They had owned the land for 100 years. Ooh. And we had heard rumors that maybe something was happening with the property, and we were concerned about that. We didn't want it to fall into the wrong hands. So we made a couple of phone calls. We ended up connecting with them, and eventually we entered into a contract and acquired the first tract, which was the 55 acres up on the mountain. That parcel, when we bought it, we frankly had no idea what we were going to do with it. It was next to our home. We love Gatlinburg. We love the mountains. We thought it would be great. It's a property to own, adjacent to where we own. About 2 years later, we were given the opportunity to acquire the property on the parkway down on the bottom. We spent about a year and a half working on the acquisition of that property. We worked with the Arrowmont Arts and Crafts School, Sevier County Board of Education, as well as the City of Gatlinburg. And we eventually acquired 2.1 acres on the parkway. And we also secured a very important easement, which is an aerial easement that allows us to have an aerial transportation connection from the 2 acres on the parkway to our now 70 acres on the mountain.
Well, I tell you, it's going to be beautiful. And now there are some options, though, once you get everything going for people to get from the parkway up to the top of the mountain.
That's correct. So what we've created is a chondola. And a chondola is it's a combination of a quad chairlift, and on the same line we have gondola cabins. And the gondolas seat 8 people each. So if you're a little bit afraid of heights, or you have a child that's in a stroller or someone who is handicapped, that's a perfect place to sit and ride up to the top of the mountain. So it's a 2,200-foot climb to the top, elevation change of 600 feet. And the views are absolutely magnificent from bottom to top.
And how long will it take us to get to the top? Because I would think that's definitely part of, when people say that the journey is part of the trip or the main part, certainly going up, it's going to be fantastic. How long will it take?
It only takes 12 minutes to reach the top.
Now, when we get to the top, what will we see?
Well, Anarchista, the name, is a Cherokee Indian word that means place of high ridges. And when you get to the top of the chairlift, you realize why we called it Anarchista. You're on the ridge of the mountains. You have got about a 270-degree view beginning over to the left at Mount LeConte, which is, you know, the most dominant mountain really in the Smoky Mountains, up at 6,600 feet, all the way over to downtown Gatlinburg. So you've got a broad, expansive view. Mm-hmm. And it's probably the best view, quite honestly, in the Great Smoky Mountains and the Gatlinburg area. Yeah, it's really, really pretty, beautiful view. And that view, by the way, didn't exist before the fires. And we talked about that. But the fires actually opened up some of the forest land and actually increased our view, because now the trees there are not blocking the view anymore. So it is a spectacular view. And it's a great place for the little village area we created, which is this village we call Firefly Village.
And Firefly Village is going to be a great opportunity for people to stay on top of the mountain and do a couple of things as well.
Exactly. So we have something for everyone, you know, from 70 to 97, you know, young children all the way to, you know, basically anybody. And the idea behind Firefly Village is to continue the experience of the phenomenon of the Smokies. There is there's a you know, special place here in the Smokies where you can actually see the synchronized fireflies, and based on that we came up with the idea of Firefly Village. So it's storybook architecture, very whimsical, very unusual, and these buildings are actually built to, you know, very much like a treehouse. So they're only accessed by the boardwalks. And connection, you know, from building to building by boardwalk. So again, a very unusual, very different type of architecture here in the Smokies.
Well, I think it's going to be fantastic, and that's going to be a lot of fun to actually approach them that way by using the, you know, the walkways there. Now, once you're up there, though, you can zip line, you can do some other things?
Absolutely. Everything is geared towards the outdoors. Mm-hmm. So we have several free elements. One of those is the tree canopy walk. And that is probably one of the most unusual things that we have here at Anacysta. A tree canopy walk is a series of bridges that are connected by platforms in the trees. And so you're in an elevation of 20 to 40 to almost 50 feet off the ground. And you don't need to be harnessed in, no helmets, nothing. So you just walk from platform to platform. And it's inclusive with the price of the chondola to the top of the mountain.
Very fun. Now, what about the kids? Because I know kids are going to be very excited about being on top of the mountain.
Absolutely. We actually have grandkids, and so we know how that goes. So we got to keep everybody entertained. And we didn't want to just have a normal kids' playground area. We wanted to have something to continue the theme of Anacysta, of getting up, being in the trees. So we created probably what we think is certainly one of the most unique children's playground areas. It consists of five tree houses that are up off the ground. And they're all connected by a kind of a network, kind of a spider web of different bridges. And these bridges, some of them are tubes you climb through, other are little bridges that you walk on. Very, very safe environment. And so we're really combining the activity of being in a fun little treehouse for kids. And there's five different opportunities to do that, in addition to having these little bridges that connect all of these houses together. So we think that's going to be a really neat and unusual playground area for children. And actually, next to it, we also have a gem mining area too. So you certainly could spend an hour or so just at that little kids' playground area.
I think it's going to be a playground area for everyone, for adults too, because it looks very exciting. I think I'd like to get out there and play in it as well. Now, tell me a website, because I'm so excited about this, about you all opening. So also tell us when you're going to open and how people can go to your website, get some more information, find out about how they can get tickets and just how they can get here, where you're located. So what is that website?
It is anacysta.com. Anacysta is spelled anacysta.com, and that will give you all the information about, we're actually updating the website now as we speak, gives you all the information about Anacysta. We are programmed to enter, or open rather, in mid-summer, probably in early July. And as far as finding us, as we know, we're right in the middle of downtown Gatlinburg. In fact, it's like impossible not to find us if you're in Gatlinburg. We're probably the most dominant building on the strip now, in the main parkway area. We're right across from Ripley's Aquarium, right downtown on the parkway.
And of course, everyone will see those gondolas going up the mountain, and they'll want to come and take part of that. So thank you so much. You guys are great. You have a great project going here. I wish you a lot of luck with it, although I don't think you need it. It's beautiful settings, and I know you all have a background in design, for outdoor design. I think it was what it was called. So you can see it, because it really does look very organic, as though the tree houses have always been there. So wishing you a lot of luck with that.
Thank you very much.
And if you're heading up to Gatlinburg for a summer vacation, you definitely have to check out Anacysta. We're going to take a break right here. And when we come back, we're going to go to our quarter miles here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. The show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations down on beautiful Sapelo Island. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.